Hi guys, welcome to my podcast channel. I am Calista Adebayo and this is Love and Light, the podcast. In case you're just joining us for the first time, thank you so much. Thanks for your love, thanks for listening, thanks for sharing. I really appreciate it. And for those who have been listening, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm sending you so much love and so much light from this part of the world. I hope you're keeping safe. I hope you're fine. Alright, so straight up to it. First of all, I'd like to apologize to everyone. I am sorry for not updating the podcast episodes. I'm sorry for not dropping more episodes for the past couple of weeks. I apologize. You know, things got a little bit rough, so yeah, I had to take time out. But then I have new episodes for you guys. So just stay tuned, stay safe, and be calm. So straight up, I'd like to add, the last episode we talked about black and blue, talked about domestic violence, talked about abuse. But then this time around we're talking about something really similar, yeah, like continuation of the last time's episode. So today we'll be talking about abuse also, but then other forms of abuse. And I promise this time around that it's gonna be really short, maybe not so short, but then a little bit shorter than previous episodes. Okay, welcome back guys, and thanks for staying tuned. So straight to it. Today we're talking about train wreck, all right? And train wreck simply has to do with other forms of abuses. The last time we talked about physical abuse, but this time around I'll be explaining sexual, emotional, mental, psychological. You know, they all tie to one another, and things you can do to stay safe and protect yourself basically. So for verbal and emotional abuse, what it simply means is when someone manipulates you, you know, plays with your emotion. Maybe they know you're quite emotional, you're a soft person, you know, you have soft spot for people, and then people tend to use that to their advantage, you know, basically something like that. People know maybe so person is quite emotional, and then they use that to their advantage. Okay, so before I share whatever example I brought, I would like to use myself as an example. I can be very emotional, quite emotional, but then I noticed quite until I learned to get a grip of my emotions, a whole lot of people use that to their advantage. Family, friends, a whole lot of people use that to their advantage. You know, made me do things, and when I don't want to do it, or when I'm standing up to say, okay, no, I don't like this, then emotional blackmail comes into place, and then I have to just think about not hurting that person's feelings and just doing whatever they want. No, it's not right. So take for example, a lady said her ex-husband used to use words, you know, words are weighty, people use words every now and then, but then the fastest of bullets and the sharpest word hurts more than maybe a bullet. I can say I've not been shot before, not that I pray to be shot, but then words cut like knife. People ponder over things you said. You might have said something jokingly, and then someone sits somewhere and still thinking about it, thinking, does he mean it, did she mean it, did I do something wrong, what did I say? You know, a whole lot goes on with whatever word you said. You might have said to someone and you just thought you were joking about it. A whole lot of people might be damaged because of something you just said lightly. Alright, so this lady said her ex-husband used to use words like weapons, and they cut her slowly. They kept draining her until she felt like she had no strength left. Alright, so take for example, I want to cite an example in another example. Imagine you're doing something, you're trying your best to work hard, trying your best to impress some people, and then, okay, maybe a boss. You're trying so hard to impress your boss, you're doubling your efforts, you're working hard, and then every morning when your boss comes, the boss makes it seem like, what are you doing? You're not doing anything, you're lazy, you're wasting your time. You know, you feel so discouraged, you feel so down, you feel like literally someone actually poured a bucket of cold water on you, I don't know if you get my point, but something like that. So, I literally began to hate the lady, how he used to use words like how worthless she was, how stupid and how ugly she was. You know, people tend to think about those things. You might have just said it at the heat of the moment, but then people might sit down and still think about it. Am I really worthless? Am I very ugly? You know, am I stupid? And then you just said it jokingly, but then those words scar that person forever, man. It really scars them. So I would like to tell you that unfortunately the effects of emotional abuse are harder to spot than other kind of abuse, because you know you can't cut someone open to know whether your words have hurt them unless the person actually speaks out and says, oh, okay, I didn't like what you said earlier, it really hurt my feelings, you know, something like that. Alright, so emotional scars take so long to heal. They often take so long to heal. So yeah, people go through emotional abuse, psychological abuse, mental, it's kind of leaked a little, but then they go through those kind of abuse daily. Now, when I'm talking about mental or psychological abuse, it happens when people, through series of actions or words, wear other people out mentally. You know, when they keep playing like they are fine, they are the sane ones, and then you make the victim look like the person is not stable or the person is not fine mentally. They make the victim doubt their own sanity. Alright, so yeah, emotional, mental, psychological can be linked in one way or the other. Alright, and people that go through this abuse find it difficult to tell people that, okay, this is what's going on. This is how they feel, this is how damaged they feel, how they can get help. They, you know, they just ponder and take some words and accept it and make it become their own reality. Alright, so I would like to share an experience that, yeah, I would like to share a quick story that maybe people might be able to relate with. So there's something that has really been a part of me. Friends and family would understand, is something I've come to live with. And then there was this time someone called me out of the blues to make me feel like, because of that particular thing or because of that particular issue, I was being a burden to other people. Like I was stressing other people out, I was making other people do so much work because of that singular thing. So the person might have said it lightly or just at the moment, just maybe not meant it, but then it really hurt me at that time. I kept pondering over it, I kept thinking, I kept wondering, have I been hurting people, have I been stressing people, am I a burden to people? You know, it kept, words have this way of making you think a whole lot about it. A little sentence can go brother in seconds. So you know, going through those thoughts over, asking friends and families, are you sure I'm not stressing you? If you feel like I'm stressing you, you can say it. But then along the line, I had to come to the fact or to the term that, okay, fine, maybe that person saw it as, this person is stressing me out, but or that person actually said it in the heat of the moment or lightly or jokingly. But then that is not your reality. So far, you know, it's not your reality. You can decide to move past it and maybe improve on it. If maybe the person feels you are stressing people out with that situation, try your best to avoid situations that will make you stress people out, basically. So I don't know if anyone can relate with that, but then if you can relate with that, try to do something about the situation. Try to speak to people, ask people questions, you know, just to be sure that you're fine and you don't doubt your own sanity, basically. So another thing again is sexual abuse, which a whole lot of people go through, sexual harassment, assault and all. If well, I would have loved to say rape, but then rape is a whole lot a really broad topic on its own, and I wouldn't want to attach it to today's topic. If I'm talking about rape, I'll be talking about it on a different episode. But then sexual harassment, if you're being harassed, if you're being assaulted, right, what does sexual harassment mean? Maybe someone's harassing you by your dressing, maybe someone is harassing you, someone is assaulting you. It could be your boss, could be your friend, could be your dad, could be anyone. It could be a male or a female. So whoever is assaulting you, whoever is harassing you, please feel free to speak up. So I once heard of a case where a friend was supposed to teach a girl some things, and then she tried harassing him in the room, and he ran out because he felt he could not deal. So he ran out of that room for his own safety. Yeah, I've seen situations where guys are harassed, guys are assaulted too, same way ladies are harassed and assaulted. So yes, if you're going through sexual assault, seek help, be fine, stay safe. And yes, I promise you guys, I was not going to stretch to today's topic. So yes, I would like to move on to the next segment before I sign out for today. So stay tuned, we're not done yet. Welcome back, guys. Alright, so straight up, let me move to the final thing for today before I sign out. Alright, so real quick, I would like to rant and give a feedback. So I remember the last time I talked about shooting your shot, ways to shoot your shot. Well, fam, because I like to believe you guys are becoming my family. Alright, fam, I would like to tell you proudly that then I did try some of those tips. To, you know, the last time when we talked about that particular episode, we explained that shooting your shot does not necessarily have to do with shooting your shot to maybe a boy or to a girl for a relationship. It could be friendship, it could be work. Yeah, so I tried some of these things out and some of these tips out, and then I realized that yes, you can use this to connect with people, you can use this to make new friends, you can use this to meet new people, you get. So you can use all the steps to try to broaden whatever friendship, whatever relationship you want to have with someone. But then, in the course of finding out something, or in the course of my research, I would like to tell you that I so met some people that I try to connect with as friends or as work colleagues or whatever, and then they started acting like assistant Jesus, like faith called it. You know, so what it simply means is you say, oh hello, blah 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 and all, and then the person starts acting like, oh, okay, all right, I'm good, I'm bad, like that, it's fine. No, excuse me, not everyone that slides into your DM wants to date you. No, please get that out of your head. Not everyone that slides into your DM wants to date you. Sometimes we just feel like, oh, this person is really cool, want to be friends, or this person and I can improve on each other's lives in future, or this person can be useful to me or benefit to me, I could be of benefit to this person, this person is my line of work, I'm in this person's line of work, you know, how to improve on each other. Not everyone that slides into your DM wants to date you. Okay, so that's the lesson I'll leave you with for today. Guys, pick that up. Not everyone that slides into your DM wants to date you. Alright, so there'll be this rant episode where I will rant maybe at the end of each episode. I thought of adding it, so that was today's rant. Alright, so I'll be adding that to every new episode. Please don't forget to share, follow me. You can follow on social media on IG at MZ_CARLY, Miss Carly. Alright, so I'll be expecting your messages. You can follow me on Facebook at OMOTADEB. OMOT space ADEB. And yeah, I kept my links on the episode, so you could always click on it on the Instagram handle symbol and on the Facebook handle symbol. You can just click on it and follow me or drop your comments. So thank you so much for listening. And by the way, I'd like to add real quick that I would be working on an episode for sickle cell. Alright, so World Sickle Cell Day will be coming up June 19. I'll keep saying this on every episode till then. World Sickle Cell Day will be coming up on June 19. Yeah, where we celebrate those who we tag as warriors. So basically, on that day, I'll be dropping an episode that talks about sickle cell. Alright, I'm trying to make my research findings and all, you know, more knowledge. So I'll be talking about sickle cell anemia. So if you have any question at all about sickle cell, please forward your question to me. If there's anything you want to know about sickle cell, send a message to me, ask your questions so that I could work on it before the episode. If you have a story or if you have something to share about that particular topic, let me know before the episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. Don't forget to keep spreading love and light. Bye.